Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April 12, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we are discussing calls by war veterans to reintroduce the National Youth Service.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to speak on the program, you can give us a call on this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again is 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandevele.com.
War veterans have called on the government to reintroduce the controversial National Youth Service. The freedom fighters made the call last week during a meeting with President Mugabe in Harare. The government says it is in the process of reinstating the program.
But opposition youths are raising objections, saying the main purpose of this program, as history has it, is to indoctrinate young people and turn them into violent brigades that will be used by ZANU-PF to suppress the opposition. Previously, the National Youth Service graduates, popularly known as Green Bombers, have been accused of unleashing violence on opposition supporters, and now fears abound that the reinstatement of the program may be aimed at stoking another wave of political violence ahead of the 2018 elections.
Mm-hmm. So as usual, each and every Tuesday, we hope you will call in, send your messages on WhatsApp, even on Twitter and Facebook, so we can get your feedback, young people out there in Zimbabwe and all across the diaspora.
Ongo kwazwa vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa che The Connection apo nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya iri kukurudzirwa nema war vets kuti chirongwa che National Youth Service ngachidzorwe lichona njani zulukandaba kuhlelo lamhlanje sikhuluma ngenkuthazo enziwe ngabe ngabalweli wempi yenkululeko emhlanganweni wabo lomgabe ngeviki edluleyo bathi bona uhlelo lwe National Youth Service aluphenduke uhulumende uke wazisa nje ekuqaleni kominyaka ukubana uphakathi kokulungiselela ukuphendukisa lolu hlelo abanengiliza khumbula ukubana abadlule kulolu hlelo esikhathini esedluleyo bebesethezwa kakhulu umlando wokungahloniphi umlando wokusetshenziswa libandla leZANU-PF ukuhlukuluza abakwamanye amabandla ngakho abasakhule abamabandla aphikisayo bathi injongo kahulumende eyiyo ngokuvuselela lolu hlelo ukuthi balungiselele ukuthaya abantu ngomnyaka ka-2018 lapho kuza kwenziwa khona ukhetho kodwa
PF. Mm-hmm, Tunga. So, of course, many young people reacting to the calls by the war veterans that the National Youth Service should return. We spoke to some earlier on our news programs who were saying that no way, no how should this service be brought back up. But, of course, we know there are some countries across the world that have similar programs which are a nationalist move to, bring up young people with a more national view of their country and those around them.
Indeed, kunjalo tatenda silo banilamhlanje kuhlelo.
Do we have our guests? I think we're still trying to get our guests at the moment. But Ntunga, towards the end of last year, Blessing Zulu, our co-worker, also reporter Blessing Zulu, and I had a chance to speak to Reason Wafawaroa. He was regarded as the brains behind the National Youth Service, which started up back in 2001. And of course, with all the controversy that came up, you know, this was his time. He said that he wanted to clear the air regarding what happened during that time. So we had a chance to speak to him, and he kind of gave us a more detail in his view of what happened during that time. So maybe
not the brains, but one of the pioneers.
This program. So maybe we can just take a quick listen to some of what he had to say during that time we spoke to him in regards to the service itself, and then obviously the controversies that surrounded the program.
What happened in 2000, there were a number of issues that I think prompted people to look at what was happening. The political landscape then was that we had the land program on one hand, and the power of war veterans in that program and their influence in that program was also a factor. We had the rise of the opposition. It was realized that there was a disconnect between the generation that was rising in the country and the ruling party, so to speak. To some, this disconnect meant a departure from the liberation legacy and its objectives. It meant people looking down upon the history of the liberation itself. It meant people looking down upon things like the National Hero Seeker, just the liberation legacy in general. It meant self-denial to many people to say, if we are not going to understand the foundation of what we call Zimbabwe and depart from it and deny it and say, I have nothing to do with it, then we become vulnerable to external forces that may take advantage of that kind of disconnect. National Service yoenda kuhegi wondi ndio wakwenda hukunaika tochitora mukana iwoyo kuti aiwa kachitsanangura iyo zvakaitika.
That there was Reason Wafawaroa, who was at the helm of the National Youth Service. Ntunga, of course, as you heard, giving there some of the, you know, the initial thoughts behind the program, but then also a reflection on the controversies that surrounded the program itself.
Indeed. We have now our guests, Stephen Spanda of the organization YAD, Harare Province, and we also have Mlandu Ncube, MDC, Tea Councillor in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tunga. Thank you for having me on the program today.
Okay, we really appreciate Ncube, starting with you. The war veterans are saying we want the National Youth Service back. What say you?
First of all, I want to say the issue, the concept of National Service, there is nothing wrong about the issue nationally. But the problem is that the policy is being done in the wrong country by wrong people. If we look back with what has been happening with the national service, is that the result of that national service is violence. The people from those centers go out beat up people in rural areas because they vote for one thing. It is not good. That is not what, because when you say national service, all projects are funded by the nation. It means everyone takes his vote out there. How can I say that someone will come out and pick you? So I'm saying this is the wrong time. This is the wrong time. No one will trust that. And I don't think there is any mother or father who is willing to child go to that place. So I think I don't believe this is a liberation or it's converted or not. The question is the standard is of this, and I believe what would know what happened. And they really saw it in
Stephen Sibanda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I hope you had a chance to hear what Reason Wafa Aroa was saying when he said, of course, as Mulandu is pointing out, that there was a positive move on the conception of the program, but of course the controversy surrounded everything that happened. In your view, do you think that if it was reinstated, that what happened in the 2000s would happen again?
Yeah, to me, I saw the so-called the green bombers after the so-called national service. You know, they were then used for the wrong reason. You know, so to me, seeing big that program, like they are now starting to prepare for 2018 again. You know, we are approaching elections, so if they start training these hooligans that were used in 2008. To violence against the citizens of Zimbabwe, you know, it brings fears to the ordinary people. It brings, you know, a lot of suspicions. So I think they want to bring this to instill fear to the voters, you know, into approaching 2018.
Mm-hmm. Size kuwe mnumzana Ncube bayatsha bebandla leZANU-PF ukuthi hayi bo uhlelo lolu alujonganga ukufundisa abantwana imisebenzi yokungezwa kodwa lujonge ukubafundisa imisebenzi yezandla imbali yeZimbabwe lokho esingathi patriotism bekhule bekwazi ukuthi ilizwe livela ngaphi liyanga. Oh, thank you. Thank you there, sorry, Ntunga. We do have a few messages coming from our WhatsApp. Ntunga, some people have reacted to the topic as usual, as we do every week. And that is, let me pull it up here. We have a few that have come in. There's Desire who says, I can't see the importance of reintroducing the National Youth Service, though some may argue that it is a collage of patriotism. The reason for introducing it is political, meaning to say it will be used as a political weapon by the current regime in power.
There's Innocent who says the call by war veterans to reintroduce the Youth National Development Program is barbaric and nonsensical. Where will the financial strapped government get funds to sustain the program? It is a strategy to centerize them towards 2018 harmonized elections, as it is ZANU-PF's culture of using youth to manipulate voters. That's Innocent there.
Yeah, and we should point out that we reached out to the ZANU-PF youth spokesperson, Evelyn Poff, but she wasn't picking her phone. I would like to invite her if she's listening. We know we're very popular and people out there are listening. And Evelyn, please, if you are listening, reach out to us and, you know, be part of our program. We also reached out to Youth Minister Joao, but he was also not reachable.
Stephen, let's come back to you. You know, of course, the youth are reacting and saying that no, they do not want this. But looking at the question of nationalism, patriotism, is there any reason for Zimbabwean youth to have that sense of patriotism in the country? Hello, Stephen. Hello? I think we might have lost him there. We can go to a caller, Ntunga, in the meantime.
Okay. Silo Baba U. Bongobani. Makuswini. Makuswini, kunjani ba?
Ntunga Miri.
Yeah, kunjani Mzans.
Ngiyaphila.
Yeah, awuyayizindaba baba, zungenile kuhle.
Mina ngihlala lokhu ngisengine-4 years ngihlala ngilalela lohlelo lweni.
Ya, siyabonga baba.
Manje nilukhuluma ngenye indlela engingaluzwisisi kahle, yikho ngiloko ngizama ukungena everyday.
Hawu, uyabungena, uyabuzama ukusithinta ungakhona ukungena.
Ngingakhona ukungena.
Ah, sorry ngalokho baba. Sizagcina inombolo zakho zizahlala sikutshaye.
Yeah, lithi lina kunabantu labo abacathayo eZimbabwe labo kuthiwa ngoGamara. Ukucatha kuqalisa ngamanje, ukucatha kuqalise kudala kakhulu kulabo chefunye abacathayo. Igenge yetholothi iningi kakhulu yacathayo, nginelisi mina. Nginamangcwabo engiwaziyo about 300 abantu babengcwatshwa igodilinye. Manje lina likhala ngoDamara i-1.
Hayi, laye ngumuntu baba, kodwa wamukelekile nxa ufuna ukukhala lawe ngabanye abacatshayo. Kodwa udaba esingalo lamhlanje ngolwe-National Youth Service. Lolo singakhuluma ngalo ngelinye.
Lokhu kwe-National Youth Service ukuthi nje kuzohlutshwa abantu zani bethu ekhaya. Akusebenzi lutho totaba. Mina ngathrenela ukusiza abazali, ngathrena emlungushi.
Ah, uliwovete.
Ngiwovete epheleleyo, hayi hafu.
Aha.
So le kuthi amawovete azabiza ama-green bomb ezotshaya abazali. Ubani umuntu ufanele tshayele umzali wakhe? Kanti iwovete imali siyemtini lalihambelani, ani lalihambela uyasiza umzali.
Yeah, hayi kunjalo baba.
Manje namhlanje sithatha umzali iwovete elinjani lelo.
Ngabanye bakho phela makusini.
Hayi, mina ngizoze ngizwane labo. Labo bantu ngabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi bayafuta emzini yabo badla kuzani.
Aha, hayi. Siyakuzwa baba makusini, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo. Sesiyatshona sikutshayela ba.
Yebo, ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Abo vanga vari va Maguswini hanzi ndiri wovet. Rechokwadi kwete rekutsvagiridza. Ndiri woveti saka hanzi nyaya iri kutaura nemama woveti kuti National Youth Service haizi kushanda vanoda kushandisa vana kurova vabereki. Saka hanzi aiwa, handibvumirani nazvo. Ndinopokana nazvo avo ndiva Maguswini vanga vari kusouth Africa. Silo munye mulaleli ubaba Unyama eHarare. Kunjani baba Nyama?
Hello, Nyama. Mnumzana Nyama. Ndumfunga meno za itika kuhuru nare.
I think Nasima lines are related.
The guys on the line, the lines are just terrible. You know, there is too much feedback and
just a bit of a problem today.
Yebo, ngoba ngunyama kumbe ngunqube. Bese lo kathelo ucingo. Kanje Ncube uyakhuluma isiShona? Esibanda?
Hello.
Yebo, Sibanda.
Sibanda.
Yebo. Ngithi Sibanda, kanje isiShona yasikwanisa.
Yebo, ngiyakhuluma.
Aha, saka ndikuda ameno manzwa mterera ngachi fona from South Africa vasvanda iva maguswini. Hazi inini ndiri ovheti asi ndiri kupokana nenyaya iri kutaura nemama ovheti yekuti chirongwa ichingachidzoke. Nekuti chinangwa chiri papa ndechekushunguruza vanhu pasarudzo dza 2018.
Naona chirongwa chekudzidziswa kwemadzidziswa kwemaiti nyaya yekudzakira. Hapana imwe nyaya inodzidziswa. Hatingati vanodzidziswa kurima, hatingati vanodzidziswa vanodzidziswa kuchera boridhi, asi vanenge vadzidziswa kurwa. Kana sarudzo dza 2018 dzasvika, votumirwa kumamirioni nemunoruva vabereki, nemunoruva vanhu vechikuru, vochitizira vamwe, vonzi votirai ZANU PF. Kana isarudzo yeZANU PF yekuzoti vahwine nyaya yesarudzo dza 2018. Takazoona zvichitika makore adarika 2002-2008 yekuchividzirana.
Asi hanzi nebato riri kutonga kahanzi haiwa handizvo, chirongwa ichi ndechekudzidzisa vana veZimbabwe nhoroondo yeZimbabwe kuti vazivewo kuti nyika iri kubva kupi uyezve iri kuinda nekupi yakananga kupi.
Nhoroondo takaidzidziswa vana magrade 1 chaivo, tikaidzidziswa zvekare tikataa mafomu 4. Aiwa zvanu zvinozodzidziswa nhasi, maonero angu nini nezongotsvaga kuti pakuto imwe organization ichazoshandisa neimwe nzira isiriyo.
Hazi ndechekuinstila patriotism ka musaita ka mhandu, musaite vatengesi.
Tinombonzi mutengesi, ukasiyana maonero ako nemaonero ezvisefu. You are already vilified, this is a sellout. Ukasiyana pfungwa dzako nezvezanu pf, wakutonzviri mutengesi. Saka kupokana nezanu pf wagara kuri mutengesi. Hapana zvimwe zvezanu pf.
I think you, Stephen. Tereri wedu ambo wadedza. I think Nyama is back on the line.
Okay. Mnumzana Nyama, kunjani baba? Halo, Mnumzana Nyama, uyasizwa yini?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa.
Yes, ungenile kuhlelo baba.
Hayi. Indaba leyo mani ngalibana wakwekela lokho indlala, thina sibulawa indlala ukuthi sike sibuyele emuva futhi siyotrena amayouth ngale. Yinto esikhathazayo mani.
Kuyini okubi ngakho Nyama?
Akukubi kangako, kodwa indlala siye sithi khona siqhubele phambili, siye phambili ukuthi senze sibuyele muva. Into enjangaleyo ayisiyiboni kuhle thina.
Aha, ngezinye iindlela ukuthi uhulumente kaqakathekisi iinhlelo zokulungisisa udaba lwendlala.
Kukhala nje umntwana ongakhaliyo ufele embelekweni.
Aha, hayi vasho njalo abadala. Siyabonga Nyama kona ngapha eHarare.
Hayi, kulungile mnumzane.
Siyabonga. Avanga vari vanyama ku Harare anzi hurumende ngaikoshese chirongwa chekutsvagira vanhu chikafu. Kwete National Youth Services.
If I can come to Mulandu Ncube, I hope you're still on the line. Hello. Okay, I just wanted to ask what Wanyama just pointed out, that some are saying there are more pressing issues in the country, in particular the issue of drought and hunger. But for youth, the big issue of unemployment, what's your take on that? Hello? Hello, Ncube, are you on the line? I think I might be having some issues there with the lines
our
today.
Lines are really, really, really bad.
We do have some other comments in Tunga while we hope to get our guests back on the line. You know, we had a couple, of course, some messages that came through on WhatsApp. There's Mandaza here who says, it really boggles the mind why the war vets would call for the reintroduction of National Youth Service. The war vets are being used as ZANU-PF mouthpieces. Their motive is to brainwash the youth and teach them terror and barbaric tactics since we are heading to a watershed election in 2018. The green bombers were used to terrorize us, the opposition activists, and clearly that's what they want to bring back.
That's some resounding objection there. And it's a pity that, you know, we couldn't get the ZANU-PF national spokesperson to weigh in and defend her party on this. But I think Reason Wafuarova said it, you know, earlier, defending the program and what, as a pioneer, they set out to achieve with this program.
Of course, and even when we spoke to him that time in Tunga, you know, he didn't shy away from the challenges that were, you know, plaguing the program itself, where he was saying, you know, the point was to find a self-reliant, responsible citizen who is patriotic, you know, who puts the national unity of Zimbabwe ahead of his personal interest, he said at the time, and puts the security of the country ahead of his personal interest, seeks freedom, happiness, and prosperity for the country collectively. So I guess that was there is motive, according to Afaro, of the program at that time.
Indeed. And we have now our third guest, Brighton Makunike, of the MDC formation led by Walshman Ncube. Makunike Magadi. Vamakunike muri parunhare here. Hello, muri kutinzwa here vamakunike?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, mafoni kuZimbabwe anetsa nhasi. Mapinda muchirongwa, hanzi nyama wavhesi chirongwa cheNational Youth Service. Ngachidzoke, chii chakashata nechirongwa ichi?
Chirongwa cheNational Youth Service mukoma wangu va chirongwa chisina kunyanya kushata stereotype, because the constitution is a more sense, is a lucrative program that has been implemented even in developed countries kunyika dzakabudirira, asi tambudziko ratinaro muno muZimbabwe nderekuti history told us from the beginning, when this is a military service back initiated,
Koma Brighton, just hold on the line. Koma Brighton, Chimbomirai, just hold on there. Tombo Toraka, short break. And Tunga, of course, right now we have to take a quick break as we say goodbye to our radio listeners. But as usual, we always want them to go to our websites, and those are Tunga.
Yeah, and we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Please do stay tuned if you're on the internet.